Amiga, before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you that on Thursday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are having Cafecito and Amigas virtual hangout. So this is happening on Zoom, and this is just a great way for you to take a break from the hustle and bustle. I know life gets busy, but I also know that you wear many different hats. And because of that, it's very hard sometimes to make space for us. And so I want to make sure that I am providing an opportunity and a space for you to come just be you, right? No mom hat, no businesswoman hat, no hat of whatever it is that you have to do during the day. But I want you to just know that there is a safe space for you to come chill, hang out, bring your cafecito, and just connect with like-minded mujeres and have those meaningful conversations that we all need so much. So again, this is happening on Thursday. If you're listening to this before that, or even on that day, go ahead and register. You can go to bit.ly/cafecito time. Now, if you have any questions, you can also DM me on Instagram. Hey girl, today's episode is a little bit different. So I have been hosting the Speak Your Truth workshop. It's a 3-day workshop where we talk about your message. We talk about sharing your story, right? Your story is your message. I also dive into mindset blocks, right? Sometimes we want to share our story, but there is this block around it. And what does that mean? That means that if you have a thought like, I want to write a book or I want to start a podcast, but I don't know what so and so is going to say. And you have that fear. Well, then that is a mindset block. And so a lot of times also, we have experienced a painful chapter and we really don't want people to identify us that way, but they do anyway, right? And so I talk about just taking ownership of your story. Now, this is a 3-day workshop, so this ends April 3rd. If you would like to be a part of that, I want to invite you to go to this link. It is in the show notes as well. Any links that I mention, it's bit.ly/my_story_workshop. You can go to the show notes. You'll find it there. And you can go ahead and RSVP. There is a replay for any days that you missed, so you can still go ahead and catch that. Look, amiga, there's nothing more beautiful than taking ownership of your story because, like I told the women during the workshop, you are the expert of your life. You're the expert of your story, and no one has the right to share your story because it's yours. And it's beautiful, even the ugly parts. Right? The bad, the good, the ugly. It is all beautiful. So I just want to encourage you to come check that out. And you know what? Today's episode, it's just a little small clip from a day one workshop. I thought it would be such a great way to uplift you and encourage you. And so I hope that it blesses you. If you have any questions, you can DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you can also go to the link in the bio on IG. And you'll find the link for the workshop there as well. We do have a coaching network community. It's free. Come join it. I had it a few years ago, and so I'm bringing it back. It's going to be specific to workshops and just sharing extra resources that you all may need for coaching, anything like that. And so you can also catch the replays in there. They'll be stored in there, and that way you don't miss out on anything. All right, amiga, God bless you and enjoy today's episode. Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks. Because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table.
It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this.
So what does it mean to speak your truth? It means to share your perspective, your thoughts, your feelings, and beliefs without compromising who you are. It's how you tap into your truest self. When you speak your truth, you are able to communicate your needs, your ideas, your boundaries, and even your convictions to others without wavering and in a way that other people can actually hear you. So why is it important to speak your truth? Why is that important? It's not just important, it's powerful, right? This is you stepping into your power and even reclaiming it, right? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what your background, education, or status is. Many women have experienced painful and difficult things in life. And many stay victims to their past, right? To what happened to them, to their pain. In essence, their past and their pain defines them and they feel powerless to the past. That's why there is power in sharing a story, not just for the person sharing it, but also for the person receiving the message. It opens a door for people to find healing and freedom. But without understanding what your truth is, there is no way to share your message. So knowing your truth and speaking it is the most powerful thing you can do. It is you rewriting a story and owning that story. I love this quote by Maya Angelou. She says, there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the word agony as a situation or state that causes great suffering and unhappiness. I believe that without expressing parts of the deep story within you, you will not be able to truly be who you were designed to be. Every person on this Zoom call and those who will watch the replay are a person who was created with a deep purpose. And if you silence your voice and your story within, you might be silencing a deeper message that was purposed to help or to free others. This is why many women feel a frustration about wanting to share their story, but then being afraid or worried that they can't or that they must stay quiet in order to please others. That's where mindsets need to be shifted, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Let me just say this, and if there's anything that you leave with today, leave with this, knowing that your story is beautiful. Every single part of it is beautiful. The good, the bad, the ugly, your pain, and even your mistakes, every part of your story is also part of your journey, okay? Your story has helped shape you. Like, just think about that for like 2-3 seconds. And maybe after the workshop's over today, your story has shaped you, right? It's part of your journey. It's had a big part of shaping you. It carries traces of where you've been, who you've known, what you've done. It's powerful and it speaks volumes. In my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, I share this. Stepping into your authority means not allowing yourself to be held back by past pain, mistakes, or what others have said. Mujer, you are the only one who knows a lot about your life, your story, and past experiences. You decide how to share it, when to share it, or who to share that part of your story with. No one gets to decide that for you. Even if others want to say negative things about certain parts of your life, they still do not have the authority to talk about your life. So many mujeres have made the mistake of allowing others to take ownership of their story or parts of it. Stepping into your authority means taking ownership of your story, your past mistakes, past pain, and even what others have said. When you take ownership of this, you decide if your past mistakes define you, not someone else. You decide if your past pain holds you back. You decide if what others have said about you is relevant or not. You decide how and when you share your story. All of that belongs to you, and you get to decide if you share it. No one gets to decide that for you. No one gets to dictate these things for you. You decide, right? You're the expert of your story. Raise your hand if I'm going to share this as, you know, someone who I don't have a squeaky clean background, right? I didn't do everything right. I grew up in the hood. A lot of you know that if you listen to the podcast. I have a story. I have a past. It's not squeaky clean. So other people define me based on a bad chapter in my life from 10, 15 years ago. And if that's ever been you, where you haven't been wanting to share something, or you post something on social media you're doing and then you take it down because you're like, so-and-so is going to see it, right? It's a whole thing that happens in your brain. And you have ever been afraid because you're like, man, they remember what I did. Just raise your hand if you're brave enough. I know that's like super personal. I get it. Like, I get it. And when you're on a journey to doing something inspiring, there's something deeper within, or God put that on your heart, or it was something that you're just like, I want to share this. There's this fear, right? There's this worry about, oh my God, what are they going to say, right? And so it's important to understand why. We always have to understand why. So in other words, you are the expert of your story, right? That's why understanding that every part of it is beautiful, that's when you can find freedom. Freedom to speak your truth. Freedom to speak with conviction, right? That's going to empower you to no longer care what others might think about you once you begin to share a bigger message or do that thing that's been on your heart. And not just that, sharing your story is such a healing experience. It was for me, right? And as a master life coach, I've seen how other women have been able to heal because they chose to rewrite their own story. So if you have ever felt a deep desire to share your story, but you've been afraid or worried about what others might think, more than likely it's because you have not yet taken ownership of your story, or maybe you've been ashamed of it. So it's time to embrace the power of your story, your journey, your message, right? Start seeing it as something beautiful, because it truly has helped shape the person you are today. Whatever you're doing right now, if you're driving, if you're sitting at your office, if you're on break, your story has shaped the person you are today. So by embracing and taking ownership of your story, you will be able to trust yourself, right? You'll learn to speak your truth with conviction. So I'm going to share something with you that I also share with my life coaching clients, because this is oftentimes why we shrink ourselves for the sake of others, and why we care way too much about what they're going to say if we pursue our bigger goals and dreams. We shrink ourselves and we dim our light for the sake of others. And this is, again, more than likely why you get discouraged when someone says something negative about what you aspire to do. Maybe, again, it's starting a podcast or writing a book. I always go to those things because I've done them, so I can speak on them with authority. Here's the thing, okay? When you get discouraged and you start to feel like something's wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. What's happening is that you're in conflict with that person's mindset. So think about someone you have conflict with. Maybe it's not even because you're trying to do like a passion project, right? Or start something new. You're in conflict with that mindset of that person. You don't share the same mindset. This is why people argue, because they both have a different mindset and a different perspective. It's not the same. And they're trying to convince each other of their unique perspective. So the definition of mindset is a particular way of thinking. But it's so much deeper than just the way you think, okay? It's your unique perspective that is shaped by your beliefs and your core values. So just think about that for a minute. We're going to break that down for like just a minute here. It's your unique perspective that is shaped by your beliefs and core values. This is why people will try to convince you of something, whatever it is, whatever comes to mind. Maybe you're thinking about something right now as we speak. Their motive behind, and subconsciously, it may not be intentional, but subconsciously, they are trying to convince you of their perspective based on their beliefs and their core values. And if you do not align to that, or, you know, subscribe to that, whatever it is, that's why people get triggered and get upset. Let me read Ellie's comment here. That's why it's important to who you share your dreams with. Not everyone genuinely wants the best for you. Envy happens when you don't think it does. Yep. And you know what, guys? I hate to say this, but it's all about speaking your truth. So here we go. This happens in the church, right? Maybe God spoke something to somebody and then they're telling you that, but God did not say that to you. That's not what you align to, right? It happens a lot when we don't fit in a box, right? So always remember that. Why am I sharing this? If there's another thing that you take with you today, it's that. This is why our worth gets attacked and we start to question, am I worthy? Am I good enough? When all we have to come back to is understanding that that person has a different mindset. And that will actually detach you from taking it personal. Understanding this is what is going to help you speak your truth with conviction. Understanding that you don't share the same mindset as someone else. You may have commonalities. You may have similarities. But I'm going to tell you something my father would say when I was growing up. He would say, cada persona es su mundo. That means that every person is their own little world. Every person is the main character in their own movie, truly. We don't all share the same point of view. So understanding this, what I shared about mindset, that's going to help you speak your truth with conviction, right? Sharing a message in whatever form you do must come with conviction. So what does that mean? That means that you stand behind that 100%.
Amiga, did this Cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga. God bless.